91X News.
It's 8 degrees and cloudy at 4 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm John Moody. The Ontario Ministry of Labour says a hydro worker died today in Sarnia while repairing damage from Hurricane Sandy. The ministry is investigating the incident, which occurred around 11 a.m. this morning. The worker's name has not yet been released. Provincial Energy Minister Chris Bentley tweeted his condolences to the worker's family. Janice McMichael, Dennis of Blue Water Power, CEO, laments on the tragedy.
As you can imagine, his family is grieving, and we are grieving here as his family. It is an unspeakable tragedy.
This is the second Canadian death from Hurricane Sandy. The first came in Toronto when a woman was killed by a fallen sign this Monday. Utility crews are still working to restore power to Ontario homes left in the dark by Hurricane Sandy. Energy Minister Chris Bentley says hydro crews have restored power to the vast majority of homes. At its height, Sandy left nearly 15,000 customers without power in Ontario. Bentley says there are still 10,000 homes without electricity. Bentley also goes on to say hydro crews toiled into the wee hours of the night and will continue making repairs throughout the day. In Quebec, there were 50,000 homes without power and 14,000 homes in Nova Scotia during the storm's peak. In local news, Belleville police are currently investigating a break-in that occurred last weekend at Loyalist College's Aboriginal Resource Center. Several laptops, two Mac computers, and video cameras were stolen from the college. Pry bars were used to force open the doors. Paul Latchford, the coordinator for the center, says that he's confused as to why someone would want to break in.
What are you going to do with this, right? How are you going to... The laptops are really, as you know, they're virtually worthless. But as you know, they're all numbered and they're coded sort of thing. So without the code, you can't get on it.
The investigation is ongoing. Belleville City Council is currently in the process of reviewing a policy proposing fair wages. The policy would ensure contractors in the area will receive fair wages. Mike York is president of the Carpenters Union Local 27 in Toronto. He says a fair wage is the right thing to do.
It's effective in the sense that it establishes a level playing field for all contractors wishing to do business with the city. And in Belleville's case, it would be the same thing.
Union representatives approached Belleville City Council last Monday with a PowerPoint presentation about fair wages. Council members are now reviewing the information. Residents of Belleville and Quinte West looking for jobs want to check out the career fair at the Quinte Wellness Center happening tomorrow. The fair will begin at 10 a.m. at Quinte Sports Center. Linda Lisley, manager of economic development for Quinte West, says the fair is important to the area.
I think it's just very important that we're really trying to help our businesses with their employment needs, but we're also trying to assist job seekers in finding employment and helping our communities.
Event organizers expect at least 1,000 people to attend the fair. President Barack Obama says we're in it for the long haul, speaking to New Jersey residents devastated by a massive storm yesterday. Obama and New Jersey Governor Chris Christie inspected the coastal devastation of Hurricane Sandy, flying high over the flooded neighborhoods and sand-strewn streets. Obama told people at an emergency shelter that one of his top priorities is getting the power back on. Christie said it was really important to have the president in New Jersey. There have been 59 deaths related to Hurricane Sandy. 7 million homes and businesses are still without power. In New York, both Kennedy and Newark airports reopened, and trading has resumed at the New York Stock Exchange. Obama is scheduled to be back on the campaign trail tomorrow. The Harper government is poised to give approval legislation that would expand police access of Internet users' data.
Government House Leader Peter Van Loan suggests Bill C-12 could come up for second reading debate as soon as today. The bill would make it easier for Internet service providers, email hosts, and social media sites to voluntarily share customers' personal information with authorities. The bill could also impose a gag on Internet companies. They'd be prevented from telling customers that their personal details have been shared. Bill Marshall, The Canadian Press.
holiday is Halloween is a holiday of fun and laughter for most, but for some Aboriginals it can be frightening for the wrong reasons. Tyson Leonard has more.
Superheroes and scary creatures make for great Halloween costumes, but dressing up as an Aboriginal doesn't sit well with everyone. Dr. Pamela Palmiter is the chair in Indigenous Governance as well as a professor at Ryerson University. She says cultural costumes are discriminatory and offensive.
To represent them in a sexualized way, a stereotypical way, a primitive way, it's all offensive and just kind of adds to that ongoing historical and contemporary attitude that Indigenous peoples aren't, you know, sovereign individuals and nations with their own rights to their own culture and how they want to be portrayed.
Palmiter says it doesn't matter what the intent is. She says discrimination has nothing to do with intentions and has everything to do with the impact it has on the individual. I'm Tyson Leonard with 91X News in Belleville.
That's 91X News. The time is 4:06. Coming up, Tyson Leonard will deliver your sports report.
Man, I'm loving the college life.
I hear ya. Tough being on a budget, though. Hard to afford some fun.
Nah, you just gotta know where to go. Take Gateway Brewing Company. They sell amazing, fresh, locally brewed beer, no additives, no preservatives, and it's a heck of a lot cheaper than the commercial stuff.
Get out!
Seriously, a batch of beer costs nearly half as much. Bottle it or grab a keg.
We're gonna be so popular this year.
Gateway Brewing, Quinte's number one microbrewery, featuring ale, lager, and stouts. 33 Ontario Street, Trenton, 394-1010.
Good afternoon, I'm Tyson Leonard with 91X Sports. Came down to the wire last night as the Loyalist Lancers basketball teams took on the Centennial Colts in their home opener. 91X reporter Taylor Renkema was there.
Fans were sitting on the edge of their seats in both games. The women's team battled back from a 16-point deficit in the second half to win 51-48. Head coach Chris Eli says despite the win, he was not impressed with how his team played.
There's no heart. Just hoping to show some heart and pride. That's all we got to do is show some heart.
In game two of the doubleheader, the men lost 74-73 after losing a 9-point lead in the first half. Men's coach Rich Whitfield says he's not surprised his team lost.
Well, I mean, how do you win a game when you miss 14, 15 foul shots? I mean, and then give up, you know, 20 offensive rebounds. You just can't win at this level, do it.
Players on both teams agreed that they hope to play a lot better in their next home game on November 27th. Taylor Renkema, 91X News, Loyalist College.
In other basketball news, Canada's lone NBA team will tip off its regular season tonight at home against Indiana. The Toronto Raptors have a different look this year. The team has added point guard Kyle Lowry, swingman Landry Fields, and Lithuanian center Jonas Valančiūnas. There's where the Golden State Warriors are locking up point guard Stephen Curry to a four-year contract extension. Reports say the deal is worth $44 million U.S. Curry missed 40 of 66 games last season. He also sprained his surgically repaired right ankle again in the preseason. Matt Barnes will miss the LA Clippers season opener tonight while serving a one-game suspension issued by the NBA. He pleaded no contest last month to a misdemeanor for resisting, delaying, or obstructing a police officer. The 32-year-old forward played the last two seasons with the Lakers. In tennis, a big upset at the Paris Masters. Top-ranked Novak Djokovic is making a second-round exit, falling to world number 24 Sam Querrey in three sets. It was the first time since a March 2010 event in Miami that Djokovic has been eliminated so early in a tournament. Fans were lining up for a prime spot to watch the San Francisco Giants World Series ticker tape parade today. The event started late morning local time. Fans have also gathered at City Hall where the team addressed the crowd after the parade. The Giants beat Detroit in four straight games. The Baltimore Orioles earned a major league high with three players named to the Gold Glove team. Center fielder Adam Jones, catcher Matt Wieters, and shortstop J.J. Hardy were all honored for their defensive prowess. The New York Yankees were the only other team with more than one player selected, with second baseman Robinson Cano and first baseman Mark Teixeira. Remember to send us your team or league scores by email at sports@91x.fm. That's sports. Here's John Moody with 91X Weather.
Showers are expected to continue throughout the day. The temperature will remain steady near 8. Showers will persist into the night and temperature will fall to 5 degrees. Thursday brings more showers, high of 8. Friday will be cloudy with a 60% chance of showers, low of 3, high of 5. At 3:05, it's 8 degrees. I'm John Moody with Tyson Leonard, 91X News, on the air, online at 91X.fm.
We're celebrating 20 years of alternative radio. This is 91X, CJLX 91.3 FM, Belleville.